Hello, audio booers. If you've been following me closely, and why wouldn't you be, you'll have seen that I've just started up a new project called QRpedia with a couple of people from Wikipedia and the rest of the internet. The idea behind it is that you can link a museum's exhibit to mobile Wikipedia. So you stick a QR code on, say, the Rosetta Stone, and people scan it and they get taken directly to mobile Wikipedia for their language. So this is a crucial bit. It's a single QR code, but we do language detection. So if you're a French student and you scan in the code, you get the French version of mobile Wikipedia. If you're a German student, the German version. If you speak Esperanto and your phone is set to Esperanto and there's a translated version, you get the right mobile Wikipedia article for you. But the reason why I'm booing is I'm terribly excited, as you can tell from my tone. So we've been talking to a couple of museums. I don't want to say who they are just yet because it's all still up in the air, but this is looking really positive. One museum, Derby, I can say, are going to start running a trial, hopefully. I'm going up there on Saturday to talk to them about it and listen to what they're doing with Wikipedia. One other museum has expressed really strong interest, and they've already done a trial with just one code, and they're going to look and see if they're doing more. And I'm in talks with another museum, which is really, really cool. So I haven't quite reached Space Kate levels of excitement about seeing shuttle launches, but I'm really quite excited about this. Hopefully, by the end of the year, you will not be able to go into a museum, an art gallery, or any other type of cultural institution without seeing one of the QRpedia codes dotted all over the place, letting you see a bit more information about what you're looking at. So, very exciting. It's ta for now.